Yeah, let's finish up what we were discussing at the end of the shiur yesterday, which is the question of a mitzvah on a condition. Is it possible or is it impossible? So my Rebbe said, it's impossible. He said, Reb Chaim said, it's impossible. We read the Onig Yontif yesterday, said it's impossible. The Morgan Avram says it is possible. Most of our shiur yesterday was about the issue of Sfiras HaOmer, Parshat HaShavua, or in the middle of Sfira. And tonight we can still say now is Lag BaOmer. It's early enough we can still say it. And if you say it a little later on, it's a bit of a problem, potentially. Although I don't think so, really. But, okay, I wish everyone a happy Lag BaOmer in advance. We think that the pshat in the Beis Yosef and the Mount of Victory and the Avodrom has nothing to do with it tonight. But we are fully aware that the Morgan Avram says it is. Is it tonight? Is it tonight? We were discussing yesterday, the end of the year, we quoted a toast in the Septic Subas and the Nun Vavim and Aleph, which is a question: if a person makes a condition which is not properly formulated, then is Tanai Batul Umay Sakayim? And of course, the question becomes: well, why should that be so? He doesn't want it. So the Tosis says, well, look, he said something: I'm going to marry you, I'm going to divorce you, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to sell this, and he had an improperly formulated condition. So the condition doesn't work, and then the act goes through. I gave the example of a guy's driving a car, and he puts on the gas, and then the brakes don't work. He goes to the wall. That's exactly what happens over Yontai. You did want it. You wanted to drive this fast, X miles an hour. Then you wanted to stop, but you didn't stop it properly. So don't say you didn't want. You did want. You just weren't able to find a way to have the brakes stop the gas. Okay, that was the example that we gave. Let's go a little bit further than that. A little further. Listen carefully. Okay. The Gemara has an expression in the Sefer Ksuvos, which you've seen already before, called Tanai Mil Sachriti. We maybe saw it yesterday. What does it mean, Mil Sachriti? It's something external. It's external. Which means that you do an act which is a complete act, and it's an external break. To go back to my example, it's an external break, and if the external break doesn't work, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, some of you may be aware of the fact that there are people who have a problem getting in the Afikoman before Chatzos. We're still hanging on to Pesach. Are you aware of that fact? People just can't make it. They can't make it. There's so much Torah going on around this. They just can't make it. So one of them was a Hasidish Rebbe called the Avnei Nezer, who had a patent how to overcome this problem. Briefly, the question of whether you need to beat the Chatzos deadline is a machlokas at Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says till Chatzos, and Rabbi Akiva says you have the whole night. So you have the Nezer, he asks, what do you mean? Where do you get it from? He says, well, you know, the Gemara tells us exactly where he gets it from. He gets it from the fact that the Yetzias Mitzrayim took the Makkah of Paro, Chipazon de Paro, took place at Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva says Chippos in the Yisrael took place in the morning. He asked the Avnei Nezer, if you want to be technical, should have to eat the Afikoman at Chatzos, because that's the time that you're describing. Chippos in Paro was sleeping Paro in pajamas in the middle of the night. He was in his pajamas. They said a chutzpah of Paro. He's told he's going to die at midnight, and he doesn't even bother, you know, staying up at his computer. He goes to sleep in his pajamas. Okay, so the first half of the night we're eating matzah, but he was in his pajamas, in peace on his pillow. She didn't require to eat the matzah at Chatzos. Says the other guys, you're right, but it's impossible. It's impossible to do it. You know, bachatzi, kachatzi, we can't get it exactly. So what do? Eat it before Chatzos, and at Chatzos, as the Gemara puts an expression, ta matzah bepiv. The fact that the ta matzah is in your mouth at Chatzos, and you ate it before, that's good enough. Called Rabbi Akiva, Tamatzim and Piv is when Alos Hashach. Everyone with me so far? Said the Adnei Nezer like this. So what you should do is have a really long Seder. The thing just before Chatzos should be the Matzah, Motzi Matzah. And then you wait until Chatzos comes. Good. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, you fulfilled his mandate. Now you go through the rest of the Seder. Moroch, Korach, Shulchan, Noroch, Tzofen, Baruch, etc., etc. You have all night. That's what his famous condition was. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, I want this to be the matzah. And if Rabbi Akiva is right, then I want the afikomen to be the matzah. That's what he made a condition. So we ask the question, Gevalt, can't make conditions. Can't make conditions. One of the reasons we said you can't make conditions is because of the fact of less of a shlichus, less of a tonight. We saw it in the only Gadiv yesterday. Can you make such a condition? I'll make it, nothing to do it. If Rabbi Akiva is right, then this. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is right, then that. How does this condition differ than most of the conditions we have in Shas? Anybody know? How is it different? The typical condition in the Gemara, the Mishnah. You know, if you give me 200 zuz, I'll do the chalitza, I'll do the divorce, I'll do the marriage. And if you won't, you won't. If it'll rain tomorrow, or this. So what's fundamentally the difference between the Avnezer's condition and these? Namely, no?
Is it either way you did the Maisa?
No, that's not. That's a good point. That has something to do with Brera. I'm not going into Brera today. I'm only going to mention the Brera. I can't. As it was behind schedule. But no, that's not what I had in mind. Anyone else have in mind? Yeah?
Most of them are about future events.
Exactly. If you saw the Rama Kohen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Future events. Im Yavru. If the B'nai Gadda B'nai Reuven. That's future events. What about a past event? Does that require all the laws of conditions? So I asked you to see the Mishnah Lamelech. Classical Mishnah Lamelech discusses this very point. We have the Maram Akamas. I'll tell you exactly where to start this, if I can find the Maram Akamas. The end. It's a very long, humongous Mishnah Lamelech. I was very careful to say, don't start till the very end. I was going to spend a year on it. Let's see. Mishnah Lamelech, is it here somewhere? Yes. V'yim Chaser. That was a very, you saw how long this was, this Mishnah Lamelech? Spend a year. We'll go to the end and we'll try to work backwards. Where's the end? Oh boy. Oh, we went too far. It's Dalit. Unfortunately, I can't find it in the scam. Where's V'im Chaser? Anybody? Different paragraph. Are we in the Lach Aleph? Maybe we're not. Oh, see, it wasn't a lechal. Test. Oh, well. Found it. V'im chaser tonight. I tell you, if I have a sperm in front of you, it makes it a lot easier. But luckily, at least it's a new big letters. Nistapakti. Behold, Armina and the Kol Tanai, Shedek and I, but I'm going to tonight. Yavidaka, but tonight, the Lahabo. Gonim Esther Kach Makach, Oim Tasa Kach Makach. I'll be tonight, the Shaovar, Lobina Mishmetea tonight. V'yesh Tam Lechalik. The Bishlam Makshat Tanai Hula Habo Amrina Lo Osi Di Bitla Tanai Shiavaracha Maisa Vivatla Maisa Elim Kainasa Tanai Kanai Bede God Avakshat Nai Bilisha Ovar Gonna Masisi Dovaze O Masiso Shemi Osa Shom is Bar Hadover in the Sky Maisa Olo Matsor was a Mishpatea Tanoim Vasvora is a Nahona Bienai. He likes it. He likes the Svora. He likes the Svora. What's the lumbus behind the svara? In this case, I'll use the he gives the rise back and forth. I go into every prat to prat, who says what. I don't have time to go into that. He says, but tonight over af mu be'achshav chala meis in this kaima tonight. There is an opinion which maintains that whenever you make a tonight me'achshav, even if it's a future event, you still don't need the laws of Tanoim. The Rambam quotes Hashit. When do you require laws of Tanoim? You say Im. You say Me'achshav, you don't require laws of Tanoim. I'll try to show the Rambam in a minute. Why does that make sense? So it's all based upon this idea of L'sha'avar. And why should that be so? He explains, Sha'maisa chal Me'achshav yiskayim at Tanoim, and that's why it may not need Mishpatei at Tanoim. Svaras Rabbeinu Zalu Mandi Yimeidi Islu Dimei Achshav Lo Bina Mishpeh Tznoin. The Rav Magen explains Mnei Shem Maisa Chal Mei Achshav Yiskaya Matnai. But Im is later. Okay, so Tznai Lo'ovar, for sure you shouldn't require Mishpatei Hatznoin. It goes back and forth. What's the lumdus behind it? So my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. I'm giving you my words, but this is the way he said. He said, if you're using it future, so by definition, the Tanai has to be something which is external. It's a break. Because you cannot say, I will do an act, the act of sale, an act of divorce, an act of marriage, and it'll depend upon what's going to happen tomorrow. That's counterintuitive. Either yes or no, for right now. Yes or no. So if it's yes or no, right now, just you don't know the fact. What happened yesterday? If this happened yesterday, then if this didn't happen yesterday. That's something which we'll call in our language intrinsic. Intrinsic. And if, for example, it's a question of who's right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or Rabbi Akiva. Or if you gave $100 yesterday or didn't give $100 yesterday. So if the other side is correct, right, the one that I don't want to do the action based upon that, that's a deficiency in the very act itself, not in its effect, in the act itself, to use Hebrew terms. It's not a chasor in the chalos, it's chasor in the maisa. It's intrinsic. True, I did the act as such. I put the ring on a finger, gave her a get, sold her the house, but whatever I did that act. But I only did the act assuming that yesterday gave $1,000 in the bank, or yesterday something else happened. So I may went through the motions, but the condition, if not fulfilled, undermines the very essential character of what I'm doing. But you can't say that if it's a future event. You can't have a future event, yes or no, maybe so, it doesn't work. So it has to be a full act now, with a break. The chalos depends upon the condition. That's a chiddush. Who would ever dream of such a thing? So for that to happen, if you saw in Tosis, that you have a Tanai Kofa. And if you didn't do it right, so the gas works and the brakes don't, you crash into the wall, and therefore the Tanai is both and the mice is kaya. Philip, follow? If it's the Sha'avar, it's a problem of what happened in the past, then we say no. Then we say, doesn't matter how you formulated it. He said a double language, no double language. You don't want it. Tosis kasha nafna vav. You don't really want it. And your action is not a full action if what you predicated upon didn't transpire in the past tense. This is how we explain the Mishnah Lebelach's point. Now, Rebbe went as far as to say, let's try it on the Rambam too. You do it tonight, may achshav, even though it's contingent upon a future event, but since if the future event will transpire, it'll trigger a retroactive effect of the act of divorce or marriage or sale from the moment that you did it, that could also be considered along these lines as being a condition within the act itself, because at the end of the day, this act right now, it will be determined whether it's a valid act or not a valid act. That could be something which is intrinsic, internal, and therefore does not require all the brake fluid that the Tanai of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven, which is only took effect later on, would in fact require. This is what I'm trying to suggest to you that I heard from my Rebbe. It's based upon the Mishnah Lebelach. We're not going to go any further than that. But if I'm right, then the Avnei Nezer's condition would be good. You want to see the Avnei Nezer inside? I'll show you just briefly, you know, just as you should get it, have this as part of your general knowledge. This is a pretty famous tshuva.
This is so on the road, and the one from yesterday with the whole Sirius owner being continuing the counts. Is that written down anywhere, or is that just Torah Shabbat?
It's printed in a number of places. I have it in my own sefer. It was printed in Mesorah. Mesorah was put up by the OU, one of the early publications. They had this from the Rav. I think Rabbi Ganak wrote that piece, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, we all, this is one of the Rav's famous things. We all heard it from him. Mesorah, let's see if I can find it. I think I wrote it down somewhere where it is. Mesorah, the fourth volume of Mesorah. If you can get it, probably get it. It could be even online, or they have it. You can get to get sure the library has it.
It's
my Sefer HaMoed. It's a piece called Sfiras Omen. To me, it's Sfiras Omen. This is that what we're talking about. Just to show you a brief glance at the Avnei Nezer. Can't spend too much time on it. Achilas Matzah. And therefore, okay, afikom. What's the pshat? Chatzos. Tam Pesach b'piv. Oz yikol achilas Pesach mikol v'kol. Beautiful. He says, like this. B'tchilas hasud, o b'yem toshu korv l'chatzos. Chassid seger. Yochaz ayas ma'as ala t'nai. Im aloch, g'rab alozo ben azariyo. Yil Hashem afikom. If Rabbi Elazar is right, so the first one is works, right? You can do whatever you want. Time you had Tamas the Piv, and if it's Rabbi Kiva, the last one counts. But this is the famous tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, and I'm saying that can work because I saw the kasha. They quote from Rabbi Shimon Shkop. It's quoted in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh on Pesach. He calls him Shimon Shkop. Yes, less of a shlichus, less of a tonight. But if I'm right, Rabbi Osai, no, it's a tonight l'shaovar. Tonight l'shaovar does not require Mishpatei Tzedom. He saw the Mishnah Melech inside. Answer that question. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, let's go back to our discussion. This all lead up to what we're supposed to speak about. Can a tonight work in the mitzvah? Can it not? My Rebbe, no, it won't work. What I just said, it does work. Ah, tonight l'shaovar. Now I want to know, can a tonight in the future work? If I remember to count tonight, then this shouldn't count. Then this shouldn't be my sphere. If I don't remember, that's a future event. So I say it doesn't work. For the Mali Rama says it does work. So my Rebbe can scream till he's blue in the face, put up climb together. But the Mali Rama doesn't move from the spot. He says it does work. So how do you counter, if you hold like the brisket terminology, how do you get explained this Mali Rama wrong? My Rebbe didn't answer. He said the Mali Rama's wrong. But you say, I'm a more liberal. I learned from Brisker Rabbonin, but I still have to to understand the other side. I'll just interject for a minute. Why I leave early yesterday? I had to run to the Rabbinical Council of America convention. When I got there, the first speaker was a man named Yossi Klein Halevi. Ever hear of him? Never heard of him? No one ever heard of him? He's an outstanding author. He wrote a book called Like Dreamers. It's a very famous, a bestseller. You read that book? No one ever read it? I recommend it. It's a good book. I read it, and he put out a new book, which I have to read too, Linetta, one of these days. And he was saying that he came to Israel in 67 and 82, and there's the hardcore left and the hardcore right, and he says you have to be able to see, to listen to the other side. He says, why in Israel no one listens? He does all these talk shows. They just ever just scream and say, I'll try the other one. Because everyone assumes I've already heard what you had to say. There's nothing more, I can't listen to anymore. I'm right, you're wrong. I have to outshout you. And he's trying to have people listen to each other. Not an easy thing, as we well know. So I'm using that just as an example that I hold along those same lines, even though I'm a Brisker in a certain sense. But it's another side. The Magen Avraham, you can't wish him away. He's here for all eternity. And others are saying tonight is going to work. So what do you do with them? How do you explain it? So I want to explain based on the following. We already saw yesterday Rabbi Chanan explained in Kovet Shurim Chelik Bey Simon Lamed Gimel, if mitzvah is Shrichas Kavana, the Kavana is part of the very Maisa mitzvah. Remember that? If ain't Shrichas Kavana, it's only a chesaron in the Kiyama mitzvah. And that's what happens to Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef, even Kavana Shalalotzis. That's more than enough for Tadhei, it's a Tureyavin's Kasha. If that's the case, Rabbi, so we're going to make the following suggestion. If mitzvahs ain't shrichos kavana, listen carefully. If mitzvahs ain't shrichos kavana, then no condition will work. Did you notice what the Mogad Avraham said we saw yesterday? That the only reason why the Rav Mechabel in Simon Tov Peites L'Shitosu and Simon Samach mitzvahs shrichos kavana. So we saw the Machta Shekel asked, who needs that? You can even mitzvahs ain't shrichos kavana have a Tanai kavana shalolotes. So the answer is no! The Mogad Avraham also learned in Brisk. The Mogad Avraham also knows my Rebbe's Torah, Reb Chaim's Torah. If mitzvahs ain't shrichos kavana, he will concede no condition is possible. Why is no condition possible? Why is no condition possible? Because, as we said, there's a ma'isa mitzvah no matter what. And you can't have a key of a mitzvah tonight. What do I mean? If to late in 3 hours now I'll remember to count the sefira, then I want that there should be a key. It doesn't work. Because this kiyum is something which is extrinsic to the act itself. Less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. But if mitzvah shlichus kavana, what do we say if mitzvah shlichus kavana? Mitzvah shlichus kavana, if you don't have kavana, it's not even an act. It's more or less like a misasek. Yesterday shir. Says the Magen Avraham, I can make condition. It's not a maisa at all. Comparable, Rabbo said, to the Mishnah Lamelech's Tanai L'Sha'ovar, comparable to the Mishnah Lamelech's implicit extension of my Rebbe's explicit explanation that a Tanai L'Sha'ovar can be equated, according to the Rambam, with a Tanai Me'achshav. Well, it depends upon a future event, but if it is going to be retroactive, then you wouldn't need Tanai Kofel. Here's the same thing. If I remember tonight, then retroactively what I said today is nothing. And if I don't remember tonight, then retroactively what I said is something. Oh, Me'achshav does not require Mishpatei Atanoim. Without even any lumdus. I'll give you the lumdus finding. Forget lumdus. Scrap lumdus. The Rambam says, a Tanai Me'achshav does not require Mishpatei Atanoim. From Shimon Shkop asked against the Magen Avraham, how can you have a Tanai on a mitzvah? You need Mishpatei Atanoim. I'll say it as follows, that it's me'achshav. I'm saying, if I forget to count tonight, then I want me'achshav from right now. What I'm saying today is 33 days in the omer should count as a mitzvah right now. And if I don't, and if I remember, then I don't want it to count. So I can make a bracha later on. So me'achshav. Oh. Why did Chaim not agree? Now all of a sudden, that's a problem. With your brisker, if you're such a doctor there, brisker. And for the Mogad Avraham, the shoe's on the other foot. Why does Chaim not agree with this? Hey, here I leave is the answer. This is my pshat. Rabosai, I told you, if you're going to say it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah at all, you know why not? You'll label it as a misasik. What does a misasik mean? You know what a misasik means? He does know what in the world he's doing. He's a misasik. He's doing something else. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He doesn't know. Doesn't get it. Right? Thinks he's blowing into a trombone, he's blowing into a shofar. Doesn't know what he's doing. Not just thinks he's eating matzah, he thinks he's eating chomer, he's eating matzah. That was the case yesterday. Doesn't know what he's doing. Rabosa, you make a condition like this. I still think Reb Chaim's right. See, I'm an inveterate brisker in some ways, and I'm going to defend Reb Chaim at the end, even though I had a love the Shabshat moment I wrote. Listen to this condition. What do you think of this picture? If I remember tonight, let's start the other way around. If I don't remember tonight, then I want this to count as my mitzvah of Sefiras Ohr. Good. If I do remember tonight, I want it to be considered that right now what I'm saying, I don't know what I'm doing. Huh? I mean, you know exactly what you're doing. You're a very sophisticated individual. I mean, you don't know what you're doing. I can't make a condition, I don't know what I'm doing. You know what you're doing. That's Reb Chaim holds. This trick won't work. Because the reason why we say if mitzvah shvilas kavanah, it's not a ma'isa mitzvah at all, is because it's called a misasek. And you can't be a conditional misasek. It doesn't make any sense. I'll say, if I remember tonight, I'm now a misasek. I don't know what I'm doing. You know exactly what you're doing. So that's why the Mogad Avraham may be incorrect in this context, the context of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs cannot have it tonight. Yes, you sell a house, you get married or divorced, then the Rav's trick would work to view a me'achshav as if it's a tonight l'shavah. But there's nothing to do with misasik over there. Mitzvah Shiras Kavana, because you consider it a misasik, even though Kavana, you can't have a conditional misasik. It doesn't make any sense. Ad kama chat, I both say yes.
So, the famous tonight of the Kibbe, you're going up to Kriyashma.
We're getting there. It's on the Ma'amah Kobus. You saw it. Yes, sir.
Would you ever give the Abbey Nazir as a, for myself, like an Aesop for
somebody? I'll tell you the truth. They call from the Brisker Rav, who said, Abbey Nazir is so right, you don't even need it tonight. What do you need it tonight for?
What? You should do it.
Don't just do it. Watch what happens. He says, it's getting late. Eat a kazayas. Don't make any tonight. Just eat a kazayas. What do you need it tonight for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. He knows we passing up Lozor Zara Bekiva. I even misspoke. Lo b'shamayim hi. The Bez Nagodol will know. I guess, I don't know. It's really a strange thing to say. In the halachic world, there's a machlokas that we've shown who's right. And we'll say, Mashiach will come. I don't know. When Bez Nagodol will pass, that's how Mashiach comes today. Hayom. He's going to come today, and the first thing they're going to discuss, I imagine there are many other things under a docket, who's right about Rabbi Akiva. And they'll decide Rabbi Akiva is right. Does that mean he was right in the last 2,000 years? The Rabbi will say yes, because that's how I hold. Tosafot will say no. Till now, we were right. We had the Nova Shemaimi. Wow. So I'm getting a little theological over here. But you don't need it. The person, you don't need it tonight. If the truth is based on whatever mechanism that Rabbi Elizabeth desires, right? So good, I fulfilled it. If Rabbi Kiyush, I fulfilled it. I don't have to enunciate anything. That's what I tell people. I'm out briskering the Abnenezer. You don't even need it tonight. That's what they call from the brisker up. I mean it tonight. That's what I tell people they have to do it that way. Rabbi Osai, in any event, it's like this. We had a few other very important points. We had the Oneg Yontif who said, if you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, you're in effect making a condition. If it's the seventh day, then it's nothing. If it's the eighth day, it's a mitzvah, right? And I asked, how many Jews in the world have this in mind when they walk into the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret? The answer to it's approaching zero. So the question becomes, what do we do about Tosef? So I want to give you a comparable situation, not exactly the same, in the Sefer called the Moad in Uzman. In Simon Reish Mem Beis, this is the reason that I'm fond of it, is because I gave a whole Shabbos Shuvah Drush about it some years back. Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos. It was a question of you have Yotzei Kiddush with Shmon Esrei, not Yotzei Kiddush with Shmon Esrei. Okay? So the whole fight. What should your Kavana be? Some say you should have Kavana in Shmon Esrei, not to fulfill Kiddush, so you can have the Kiddush Doraisa al Seder Akos. And some say no, Shev Dafka have to have Kavana to fulfill Kiddush Doraisa in Tefillah, because that's what the Chazal are talking. First in Tefillah, then in Akos. In Kenem Advarim, Adrab, a royal Chavim Latzeis Mitzvah Kiddush Kvar B'Tefillah, against the earliest source who said they should Dafka have in mind not to be Yotzi. Filarova Poskin, You're saying Krishma, you say Krishma, we call in Korbonis, we call it, before Baruch Shema. So he says, wait a minute. If he lots his Krishma deraisa achakach derabonon in my brochas, in the kaim twice, that's what some say. And some say, fakert, you should have to have it. The royal locha shechumas achasam sova bechol el Shabbos el chav metzvila, she'ena rosa lots his achshemitz's kiddush. That chasam sova is maybe a kula. So what do you do? You're stuck. Court the Chasam Sof, you have to kavana not to be yotze. You have to kiddush derais al hakos. Court the Rav Sternberg, you have to have kavana to be yotze. So what do you do? Avroel Kaiman Ozal Tanai. Here we go again. Sheim Hidur Lotus Kvar Betfila Mitzvahs Kiddush Mecham Lotus. Vimei no Hidur Enerotalos Lotus. How many Jews have this in mind? What do you think? What percent of Jews who made Kiddush Friday night this past Friday had this in mind? Zero. So look what he writes. I think he saved it at the end. Look what he said at the end. Avayoser Nira. Listom ulechaven lekayim a mitzvah kefi chachamenu zal. Vios in the daitem yotze betzvila chovas kiddush ritzon alosos ketakanasam. Vasi shapir. He's saying over here, you don't have to have any kavana. I have a kavana to be a good Jew. I program it. I leave it up to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu and to the Chachmia Hagemara and Chachmia Rishonim Achron. I'm an autopilot. I'm not mechuyev to decide who's right. The Rambam, the Rambam. That's beyond me. I'm a posh of the Yid. I don't have to have any kind of sophisticated kavanas. I think he's 100% right. And the same is true with respect to what we said earlier. We're discussing the situation. He's discussing Kiddush on Friday night. We're discussing sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You know what? That's it. Stam. That's all you have to do. Nothing more than that. Don't need more than that. Just stam. And I believe that stam works. There's no need for any particular condition whatsoever. It's interesting, Rabosai, I saw this in the Achronim Esk Akasha, the only Yontim Esk Akasha we saw yesterday. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, what do you do with Yoshim Shmini? He requires a Tanai. He says, that Tanai is different. It's not a Tanai Rogu. Then explain himself. I'm explaining to you, it's a Tanai Lisha Omar. Is it the seventh or is it the eighth day? It was determined already a long time ago by Bezdin, whatever it may be, Hillel Hasheni, whatever came out. So it's a Tanai Lisha Omar. That's how I understood, although he does not articulate it at all. Let's not see Rabbi Kiveg. I heard the question. Yes, sir.
When it comes to that, Rabbi said to have kavanah stam.
Right.
It sounds like Hidalka said to have kavanah to be metak, like the Tikkun Chacham, meaning...
You don't have to have that. A stam yid wants to do the right thing, it's good enough. Uh-huh. A yid is not machlokes to be so sophisticated. The guy is a tzaddik, he goes into the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, even though his friends are Hasidic and friends are all laughing at him, and they're sitting in the comfort of the heated homes and he's cold. He's a good Jew. So that's what he wants to do. What does it mean to be a good Jew? Whatever they tell me, whatever it is, it is. No, I don't need any more than that. Cain they released, same with Kiddush Friday night, b'chule. Now Rabbi Kiveg. What's afraid? What did Ramos say? Ramos afraid they're going to miss his Zman Kirishma. The guy's going to take a long kelodon and be finished. L'aniyas da'iti b'yorish ha'tzibu yavru Zman Kirishma yichave b'derech t'nai im yavru yeyotzi b'zeh, what he said, what we call in Karbonis. Im lo yavru lo yeyotzi b'zeh, as the Mishnah Beis Yosef says in Siman Tapat for Sefira Soma. Never! Beis Yosef never said that. Mogen Avraham said it. Mogen Avraham said it. This Rabbi Kiveger to me is basing himself fundamentally, even though he quotes Beis Yosef, he's Beis Yosef with the fee paperush shel ha Mogen Avraham. But in my humble opinion, since I'm at the end of the day still a brisker, still a stir up Chaim and my Rebbe, in my opinion, it will not work. It will not work. And the precedent is not a valid precedent. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah didn't quote it. Maybe I was like the Taz. If you have a kavani, you're not yotze at all. Maybe. I don't know for sure. This is what I want. Yes, sir.
So according to the chiluk we made before, if one theoretically would make with the zman of the grow, so.
That's a tanish over. Right. If the Vilna Gaon is right, I don't want to be yotze now. If the Bogan Avraham is right, I do. That should be okay. Because that's a Tanai Lisha Ovar. See, here you're going to need a Tanai. Like the Briskerov won't work over here. Once you say the Shema, you're automatically going to presumably be Yotze. You can't have that. But in my opinion, this Tanai would work. Tanai Lisha Ovar.
Theoretically, according to everyone. Meaning even according to
I cannot quote my Rebbe, because I don't know what he would say about it. I'm saying it might work. It should work according to my Rebbe. But I don't put words in his mouth. That's dangerous. I don't know if he would agree with me. I do not know. As far as the lesson of Shlichus is concerned, I found in the Sefer called Imre Bina, I have it on my desk in the office, in Orach Chaim, Sim and Yud Dalet Sifkot and Gimel, he has two ways around this problem. One is very interesting. He says, fascinating idea, I don't know if it's true, it's just, he parses it, he bifurcates it. He said, true, the act is less of a tonight, less of a shlichus. I can't ask you to put tefillin on for me. Impossible. Doesn't work. But he says, I'm not making a condition on the action. This is what he says. I'm making a condition on the kavana. That's a very big chiddush. I would normally say, I put on the tefillin if X, then I want it to shem mitzvah. And if Y, I don't want it to be the shem mitzvah. It's a condition on the tefillin. He says, no! The act of tefillin is an act of tefillin for sure. At the condition whether I want on kavana to be yotzei or not. Whee! That's a fancy footwork. Think about it if it works. There's a second answer that even though we say less of, you need the laws of B'nai Godah B'nai Reuven, there's a Ramban Baba Basra, he quotes, Tav Kuf Chavav, who says, when do you require Mishpiyat Tanom B'nai B'nai Reuven? Between me and you, Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing Klal Yisrael with the B'nai Godah B'nai Reuven. Two people involved. Between you and yourself, like by Nedarim, you don't need to have Mishpiyat Tanom. Famous kasha, all over the door you have a neder al tanai, right? Neder al tanai, but less of a shlichus. You can't make a neder for me. Chaim makes a kasha. So Chaim says two answers. One answer is a lumdisha answer. He says it's printed in the stencils. One answer is that a lumdisha answer. No, as we saw on the yontif, not the pshat that iso less of a shlichus is an intrinsic precondition. It's a simon, he called it an os. Today is what they call it, a simon, not a sibah, that kind of stuff that they have, the new terminology. It's a simon, that's not in your control if you can't make a shliach. Says Reb Chaim, the fact that you cannot make a shliach on a nether, not because it's not in your control, because it's just technically impossible. If it's his mouth, not your mouth. But it's really in your control. That's his lamdash answer. His other lamdash answer is that is a special parsha by the Dharam called the Adam Bishua Prat Leonis. The Dharam have another way of getting out of it, like a Taurus the Dharam, and you make a mistake, and a whole long story. That works in that fashion. But the other way to say it is, if it's the Rabban, but not only Atzma, there's no need for B'nai Godah B'nai Reuven in the first place. There are three answers to that question about the Dharam, and one of them will solve our problem potentially as well. Ad Kan, Rav Mosai, we're halfway through the Shia, and we still just caught up yesterday's Shia. I probably have a behind schedule. Let's now turn our both side to the next sukkah. Next Mishnah. Okay. Start finally the Mishnah. This shit is way behind. Okay? We have now officially finished with one. We only have two and three left. We're not going to finish tomorrow as I thought we would. we still have a couple days next week, and then we have to start Chazara. We'll have to figure out the Chazara when it's. Works out for everybody. We have to finish the Yinyonim. I mean, it's Chaval not to finish this Perek. Okay, then we'll have the Chazar later. Mem Beis Amin Aleph, Rav Osai. Mem Beis Amin Aleph. Mekabeles Isha Miad Beno Miad Bala Machzi Rosal Demayim B'Shabbos. Pshita. Mal Detei Mahol V'Isha La Bas Chiyuva Hi. Eimolo Tekabel Komash Malon. Okay, Rashi. Eimolo. What does that mean? She has no use for the lulav. Only who? Men. So since men can use it, it's not muksa. What does Agos Sashri say about this? Please turn to Agos Sashri. What does he say? Gosashri says the first wide line in the page Lamed Aleph, column 2, end of the Simulam Gimel. Mikanye Shlomo, the Osir Lenoshim Levarech al Komitzus Aseish is Mangurama. The E Yecholin Levarech, my Iria the Royal Anoshim, Tapele the Royal Loli Atzmalito Levarech. We need men for My wife makes a bracha on the lulav herself. We need a, what's going on over here? Gender equality, Rabosai. Avra bein atam, matir lehen levarich. Umeforash kam bin yanacher. Nonetheless, he says, v'nirin divrei Rashi, may Or Zeruah. I don't know why in these new editions they don't tell you where the Or Zeruah is. Everything else I tell you where it is. They should tell you where the Or Zeruah is. So before I read the Or Zeruah, which I brought with me, let's open up to what I asked you to see in the back, the Hagos of Rashi Troibish. Troibish, let's take in the back. Here we go. Give a look, please. And now, if you have my print, you'll find it here on page Chof Aleph, the bottom of the third column. And they call it Rashash Toibish. I'm by God Sashri. She calls the Mekane Shlumot, also the Noshim Levorach, I'll come to Sej Mangrod, the Yechon Levorach, my ear, that Roy Lashon, my table, the Roy Lashon, 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 the Roy Dafilu ishazu ein ritzon levarich lavi muksa keva de biyod a little levarich ulam loeda ma'inin bracha de huskar. Who gets about a bracha? Hoi biyod a lischayev es atzma levad lasas bli bracha. It's still muteris betilto. Svardim. Rabbi Avad just screams and yells from the rooftops. He hates that the holy Svardi young girls are being taught in the Ashkenazi Beis Yaakov's to make a bracha on lulav and on sukkah and shofar. Chas v'sholem. It's against the Rambam, against Maran Bet Yosef. So what? She do the mitzvah without the bracha. You still shouldn't have to have the fact that it's roi for men. Meridik. V'gam, I'm in the next column. If you're with me, I'm in the next column. Ma limun mikan. How do you see from here? How did our God help you see from Rashi anything? Hoye shlomar. The Rashi Noka times that Luchule Alma. Be after man the sphere, they noshim ain somchos rishus. Vein ishi yachol the schaivis atzvam. Nonetheless, muteres betilpul be tam the havi toras kliolov. Kevin the world is at noshim. So machlokas, Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yossi, Roshana, Flamen Gibel, and other places, with the noshim somchos rishus. Says the Rash Toivish, Rashi is explaining it's royal anoshim. He wants to cover all the bases, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Noshim are not Samchos Rishus. V'cheira min etam, after Sviel HaLoch Rabbi Yossi, Mefrosh Choch Karashi, Kreshi Yemuta Alibu Dechuli Alma. U'mikol Shekein, the name of the Kol HaMishter Rabbi Yehuda, V'resh V'sefer Rabbi Yehuda, who Sviel HaDein Noshim Samchos Rishus. Wow! Did you pay attention? Who pays attention to these things? In our Mishnah, yeah, this issue of Mekabeles is anonymous. Doesn't say who it's going according to, right? Doesn't say anything. But the very next line, Rabbi Yehuda, and Mishabas Machzir, and Mishabas Machzir, and Mishabas. So the whole Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, the racial Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds Noshim and Asamchus Vishus, so therefore they cannot take the Lulav on Sukkot. That's why Rashi had to say it's Roy La Noshim. Shuv Rehisi, Bebach, Shekosav Al Derech Rashi Vizel Ashonu. Uperusho, Lezel, Lefishitoso, Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi apparently passed the Rabbi Yehuda. What, there was smicha and behemoth in Rashi's backyard for karbonis? We passed the Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? No, the nafkamina would be, can a woman perform a mitzvah cessation to mangarama? Rashi would say, no. The ain anoshim mevorachos a mitzvah cessation to mangarama. Avon the Rabbi in the time, the matel mevorach mevorach kipshuto. The kamash v'lon came in the royal law la'atzva lito l'levorach ain bo yisa tiltul ain b'agos hoshi adkat. Vein Tumuin Kanal. Why is it Tumuin? Forget the bracha. Let her take it without the bracha. Without the bracha. Without the bracha. Old Yosef, the Haram, Af, Shein Levar, Mikom, Roshus, Beyodal, Ischaev, as he writes in the Chositis, can you talk alone by the maritime royal lethal, Karina Bey? Can you be able to Ischaev, Atsal lethal? Without bracha. Rak Rashi Svile. The ain no yochol lechayev as atza afalo bracha. Why not? Why may a woman not take a lulav according to Rashi? Shalashitas yesh bedavar. Right? What does that mean? With a bracha? Without a bracha? Not at all. On the kula shita mefareshes kan kerashi kadesh liyot alibu the chulam lechadal tzorchigo. Sure. Why not, Rabosai? Why not? So the way to figure this out is to look on the Or Zeruah, because it's constantly Or Zeruah. So I looked it up in the Ozarua. I did. I wasn't lazy. Simon Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet. I realized before I go further that I was going to read you through a hard tree and I forgot. The hard tree is bothered by the kasha we spoke about earlier. Why can't you have a condition? Lefiyah Manda Omar, Mitzvah Zayn Shiras Kavan. We have a Holomdus. Here's a different part. Since we're on this topic, I just read it to you briefly from the Har Tzvi. It's in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis. Wrote it down. Simon Pevov. It's an afterthought. Something interesting. Simon Pevov. He writes as follows. This is what he writes. Like this. He has a kasha, even if he holds ancient chazavan, the kavana should work on kavana hafachis. He writes as follows. Lo nikwa kavana hafachis, elakshi beruro vechleitis lo lotes. Vekol shu al tnai, enkan kavana beruro vechleitis lo nikwa kavana hafachis to kanal. You can't call it an absolute backwards kavana if it's conditional. It doesn't work. If you need kavana, you can to the conditional kavana may work. But kavana shalola tes must be absolute. Has to be stronger. That's what he says. He says like this. If Shrikas Kavana Mistaber tonight works, yeah, it could work. This, yeah. But if ain't Shrikas Kavana, that's his lumdus, and he quotes his Rabbi Yosef Cohen, that's his son-in-law, the father of the Heintek Hever Rashi, Rabbi David Cohen, the famous Golubi Son Yerushalayim. He said, he brought this proof. So I don't know how to say the Bechavos Vishtos Tzichos Kavanah. Before I put it away, I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Good. Rabosai, back to what we're discussing right now. Or is it Ruas and Simon? Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud Dalet. So number one, let me show it to you. All right. Why should you be deprived? I brought it here. You should see it too. Where's our Zeruah and Shalom? What's going on? Where's Shin Yud Dalet? Can you find it for me? Shin Yud Dalet. The same words are here. But there's a few more extra words. Mikan. Remember those words? You look at that Gaza, you look at comparative literature. Mikan. Ani HaMechaber Lomed. That's those words Ani HaMechaber left out in the Gaza, appropriately. The Noshim Shlo Yavarach HaMitzvah Mangron. Yicholos Yavarach. My area, why did Rashi say? Mishum deroy la anoshim, tepele mishiroy la atzal nito levarach, mi Rashi shepirishkach, the tamei, watch this, shehu osir lehem levarach, asus. But kede perishe tzlichos Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir Tam says, no, she has a right to me levarach, Torah's kli. What did he say in Tzlichos Rosh Hashanah? Let's go back to Tzlichos Rosh Hashanah and see. What does it say in Hukas Rosh Hashanah? Look what it says. Amazing. Watch what it says. Look. Pirush Rashi. Right? Watch this. Ma'akvin, you can't blow shofar, because ain't been also some of us at all, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, not even Rishus. You know why not? You know why not? Hadanoshim maklas the pturus legami of shemang rami v'chitaki ika bal tosif pilei ploim. That's the answer. That's the secret which we avoided us. Bal tosif. Kol the Rashi not allowed to miss the Kol Rabbi Yehuda. Could be Rashi passing that way. They say Rashi's daughters were tefillin. I don't know. There's a rumor like that. Is there any basis for that rumor? Can't be, because we're saying that Rashi would have not allowed it. Forget about the other considerations. Fnoki, all that stuff. You're not allowed. Mangrama. You don't hold like Rashi in that respect, but you think Rashi's daughters would respect their father's opinion. I suspect it's just a legend. It never really happened. Rabbosa, we're now finished with this topic for the moment. Let us discuss the final topic for the year, which is Chinuch. It's a one-word topic. For the regular season, I should say. It's not the fourth paragraph of the Shavuot and Shavuos. Okay? But let the for the regular season, the last topic is Chinuch. Let's discuss Chinuch. Yes?
Just based on this Rashi, you have a friend who's like in the Israeli army, has a gun, if he has to hold it on Shabbos, wouldn't that be mutter to, it's not necessarily total because, since it's mutter for him to have it?
Interesting question. I wouldn't go near a gun if my life depended on it. I don't know, I'm afraid to go off by mistake. But it could be it's not mutter because he could use it, right? That's true. Unfortunately. Okay. Rabosai, let's see the Gemara. This is the last Gemara. We're not even going to turn the page. No, we're not turning the page. This is it. Let's read the Gemara straight to the bottom, and we're going to stop. Tana Rabbanan. Kod ne'odel ananea chayav luluf. L'satev chayav betzitzis. Lishma tefillin aviv lokeh lo tefillin. Yodel adaber aviv lom torah v'krishma. Torah mai, torah zemani moshe kodis yak. Krishma mai, pasuk v'krishma. Hayadea lishma gufo, ochana gufo taras, lishma siyodav, ochana yodav taras. Hayadea lishar, bishusaram, bishusayachat svekatom, bishusaram svekator. Hayadea lifros kapov, chokon otrum beyesagronis. Atka. Even the last part is not really directly at the top, I just wanted to finish to the bottom of the page. This time we got. The bottom of the page. Rabbo said, what's strange about this Gemara? Just the first four. Lulav, Sitzis, Tfilin, Just the first three, what's strange? Come on, Rabosa, what's strange? What's something is strange? The first three, they're somewhat incongruous. I'm reading a total of two lines Gemara. Kornadel and Anea, Chayabit Lulu, the Sabbat Sisses, the Stadel Chayabit Sisses, the Shmat Villain, Ovav Lokelo Tvillin. What's unusual there? Come on. Obvious, it's in the face. Why did it say the first two he's chayiv, and the third the father buys the tefillin? An obvious question. And of course, the fourth is of the melamdo. The gimel should be not loaned on the melamdo Torah. So the disconnect: the first two, the child himself, and the last two talk about the father. Why should that be so? So, the Achronim say, let's first take a look at the Rishonim. Do we have the Rimei Lunil we have? We don't have, I forgot already. Anyone remember that? Nach, we have a Rimei Lunil? On the screen? I don't think so. I forgot to bring it from downstairs. We have it down, bring it tomorrow, but we have it downstairs in the Beis Medrash. The Rimei Lunil says, Tfilim are not Metsuyin. Hard to find Tfilim. Pick up a lulav here, it's easy. Tfilim is not so easy to find. We say today it's much more expensive. That's what we'd say today. You pick up lulav and sisters are pretty cheap. But Tfilim is very expensive. That's where the father has to get involved. Okay? That's what the Rabbi Yonah Simi Lunil says. There is a Kappas Tamarim, this we do have in our arsenal in Bar Ilan.
Lishmor Tefillin means Lishmor Gufo, right?
Correct. Yeah, watch the Tefillin, watch your body, watch both. Either is no good. You lose the Tefillin, it's no good. And if you're not, you know, pure enough, whatever that means, it's also no good. Amayshin haloshin. Kabe tefillin, ova lokecho tefillin. It says, chayim tefillin. Yeah. Look what he says, amazing. He means that the iter, if he should have, if he's got to the Mamakom, we'll get to it later. What did the iter say? Pesos kutsim lamazayim. Kotzav ha-iter. Mistabalo on the high cotton godol ben yugim ushan of yom echad. Whee! So bishlam b'mishar mitzvah su cotton mamish im kainim ro adam cotton basic nesis. Fradu yosem nos no lulul lanea talas this atev. Ava b'tfilim so you ben yugim ushan of yom echad ena mecham charak ovev shiodeh shabalo klal shanim. Ha! You can't give a kid tefillin. Maybe he's not by mitzvah yet. That's his balabata shabshab. Based upon the Baal Ha'iter. Otherwise, the Beis Yosef says he's filling these before you're 13. You know why? Ovev kimle b'das b'noshi odeh lishma tefillin. Shli kodesim the Beis HaKise, as Rashi says, l'yishin b'hem, l'yafiach b'hem, the Truma says, etc. Very good. You took care of the problem. We'll call it a Baal Batasha fashion. The Me'iri has a different approach. The Meiri. What does he say? What did Meiri say? Was it caught near the ala of the nay of the khayab khayab bit bit til as lulu we are at the khayab al tarikh the sits of the khayab 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 kul el shibzu lo ama of the khayab lo talis. You know why? Why did I say it? She ain a khayab al she yesh le bagam arba kafis afa gol an tsol khazar akhro. You can't say that the father is obligated. Because why? Because no one is obligated. Because no one is obligated. No one's obligated. Okay. Wow. What about lulav? What about lulav? What do you say? Let's take a look on the Mordechai. All right, both sides. Open to the Mordechai, please. Please look right now. But the Mordechai says, Tov Shin Samach Gimel. It's a slightly different girsa. Take a look. Watch this. Read from the beginning. Time be Rishami, the Pirkin, Yodel, Anea, Chayav, Lulav, Lo Sof, Dovah, Yodel, Anea, Elamolech, Umevi, Malo, Morid, Kishura. Umun, Anea, if no, all the Protim. Right? Yodel, Estate, Petitis, Ablok, Elotalis. Whoa! See the Gersa yet? What's our Gersa? Our Gersa is, Kod, Yodel, Anea, Chayav, Lulav. Does that have Chayav, Petitis? He says, no! Over the Lokeh Lotalis. If that's the case, who's the odd man out? Lulav. Because Tzitzis and Tefillin are the same. So have to go back to Lulav, figure that one out. Lo sof, Dovah, Zivish, Shalom, the Saturday, Fellow, the Hashtag, Shtei, Knuffles, Yachrov, Shtei, Knuffles, Lefonov, Ochis, Betzitzis, Geshura, Bishas, Krishma. You have to know really exactly how to do it properly. Okay? Rabbi, are you with me so far? That's what the Mordechai says. Okay? Fine. What about lulav? So the Pashup Shana might be that lulav, Rabosai, there's no obligation to buy him a lulav. You have to buy him tefillin. You have to buy him tzitzis. But you don't have to buy him, you know what? Let him borrow a lulav. Let him borrow a lulav, Rabosai. Can't borrow tzitzis, you have to wait all the time. Can't buy tefillin. They all say the word all the time, but you can borrow a lulav for a minute.
He can't.
Sorry.
He can't borrow it for just a minute. Cotton can.
No, you're not required to buy the lulav, the cotton lulav. Let him borrow a lulav. You have to buy one.
The cotton won't be. You have
the you want to know, is a cotton yotze? When he takes a lulav, which is not his, on the first day, we saw a big machlokes about that very, very point. in Tafshin Nun Tes, we saw it a few days ago, the Mordechai says, yes, it's a Shitasa. Goes to Ravan. Ochaz and Matina, Kemish lo Yosem Yadav, the Gamish Shapidami, Kiedas, Machzir Noslem, Koma, Matina, Belzal, Matzim, Varacholov. You see, it's okay. The Shitasa, you don't have to buy him, you have to buy him a Tis and Phil, not a Lulav. Meridik, it works out very nicely. Mordechai and the Shitasa. Very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. But now, Rabosai, we had a vort. I have to repeat again briefly and then go on to elaborate a little bit more on our Beis Amid Beis. Talk about the end of the year, go back to the beginning. Beis Amid Beis Mamish. Kiveg and Beis Amid Beis. Beis Amid Beis. There it says, by the story of Hilni Amalka, the Chitem with the Kodnei Nitzor Lima with the Rabbanon and the Mechayev, you the Rabbanon lo Ashkecha. No, she followed all the Rabbanons. To the Bekiveg, give you an Ashas. I and Yuma pay bays, Toysi Shonim, that's on the Ramakomas. Yeah. Hoysa Mechancha le Mitzvah be Alma, Koshali, what do you mean? Echaminan, Visugyon, Chitema Kotin, Entel Emo, Rabbanan Huda Machai, V, Rabbanan Lo Ashka, Toshma, Viod Vachule, Hafila, but the Rabbanan Lo Machai, E, Lechanech also, according to Toysi Shonim, we pay bays of Manaf, but Sarachi and God. The Kiddush of today is, the Kivegas Kasha is really already asked by the Trumas Hadesh. It's a pillar. Hundreds of years before, the Trumas Hadesh asked his Kasha. Yes, he does. Cotton she'en lo av, who tzarach li'imo, mechayev b'mitzvah sukkah lechol v'lishin ba'olav. Halacha l'maaseh shaila. Where the present for it in Shas? Hilni Amalka, right? Did she have a husband, yes or no? What do you say? At this point in time, she had a husband or not? No. Sounds like that, right? Sounds like, we'll see soon. Yerod tzarach l'siyashin b'dava, it's not so simple. Quotes the Tosfos Shatz, we call it the Tosfos Yeshan. The Eskakasha Mechad has a cotton the shows, for cotton, Ochel the Velsi, Mitzvah 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 Nafrisho, Hashe Chinuchi Mechad Chem Fushi Bibor. Tira 3, Chinuch Ketan Alas Ala Biav, Ala Bora Machalo, Chachem Mitzvah Mitzvah Nafrisho. The question is, what do we do with Hilni Amalka? You see, there's no father, and still the mother has to Chinuch. So what are you saying it's only the father for? They have two derutz. One, Sheva Hoylem Avdim and Chantchem Lekach. There is a father somewhere lurking in the shadows. She's just the agent of the father. Vafilu Lo Hoylem Av Hoysem and Chantchosem. Watch this now. The Mitzvah Bialma. Frankly, Bekiva, what Mitzvah Bialma? Our Gemara said it's a full fledged Chiyu de Ramana. This is the famous Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's the Kasha of the Chumas Hadesh. Chinuch Tan Lesa Ela Be'av. Yeah. Watch this. If the Ri is right, Kod the Lesley Av, V'im Torach Lolishan Besuka, Ein Las Gigul Lekach, Hilni Amalka. What does that mean? It's a pain in the neck. You're not required to do so. It's only somehow a Mitzvah B'Alma. You see there, Ob Chayv Avash Menoch Gigil Lechinuch, Menoiser, Tarsus says so in Shabbos, the Rambam. Rabbi Lezer mitz, no, Daka asay and not los asay. Vitiritze and lift a ktana mashen lem avi mitzis asay the sukkah. No, the first teretz wasn't Tarsus Shonim, it's limited to a father. The second teretz was limited to mitzis asay, not limited to a father. So this guy here, this shayla had no father. He wrote his own shayla, so he wrote the Nashim. There's no father. There's still a chiyuv of chinuch. Ein lahakshus kodesh Rabbi Elazar. What? Yichayev in aseis not los aseis. What the Maram says? Ipcha bekotn di osu mitzis isa mitzis aseis sapin le lekotn biyadayim. Like tima kodem kiddush. Dafki isa lav los sapin le biyadayim. Wait a second. What does it say over here? What did the chinuch say? The chinuch said is chinuch by aseis and not by los aseis. Right? And here he's saying the reverse. Lav is more chamer than an isur asei. No kasha. The vada isur lav chamer isur asei. Eating before kiddush is called an isur asei. It's an isur. It comes from an asei. Zochus from Shabbos to kasha. Shouldn't eat beforehand. But it's not. It doesn't say los asei in the Torah about this. Long as los asei kol malacha. Not eat before kiddush. Come on. Okay. Fine. The komakom. Period. Nonetheless, it is a reis the docha go biki vegas kasha. Hilni amalka the lachar mucha chosam the lav the mitzvah biyamoisem mechan chosam the real chiv the rabbanon and the gamash with lohayel the map as you said. There's no father in the picture. Would itself the problem. But okay, so far so good. Adkan biki vegas kasha. It already all goes back to Shavuos Hadesh. Then he piles on with another kasha, Kivenga didn't talk about. Besu, it says in Erevin, Toysis the kasha, Heich ma'arvin mishil cotton, lemadi yomai ma'arvin eladvar mitzvah. You make an erev tchumen for a cotton, but according to one opinion, you only make a mitzvah, only an erev tchumen. For a mitzvah, kid has no mitzvahs. Matartin, to be cotton, nami yika mitzvah lechancho. Hasefer mukali hosam beferish nerevin, but cotton the lekach the avui b'masa. The father's not there. What do you see, Rabosai? Is a full fledged chi of chinuch on a mother. Alma isa the chinuch afilu shalabav. V'ein nira lechalik ben hecha the isle av v'less of gabe. Uven less the av klal the maishna ha meholin yizeh. I would say it's shna. If it's a father, she's a father's agent. There's no father and there's no chiv. He doesn't like the distinction of the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, Tosus Leel, Vashini Dari, Kama, Vishema Hoyalemav, Stomach Kama. It doesn't really make a difference. Ama the Dafka, Ava Atzotar Lachanech, Lachach Ein Lahaka Vashidus Klaal. That's the famous Trumas Hadeshen. He's the one who was going Esther B'Kivegas Kasha in effect. I both say so far so good. Let's go a little further. I both say I have a Mogan Avraham which I asked you to see. I don't know if you saw yet. Simon Shin Mem Gimel. Who saw it? I want to see a Mogan Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel. Where is it? Yeah. It's the first line of what we call to be. To be or not to be, huh? I guess you're not to be. But you should have been to be by now. The first line of part two of the second first line of the second part of part two. No one saw it yet. Alright, I feel bad, I'm going ahead of you. But I don't have the liberty of waiting for another day because we have a certain X amount of hours to try to finish the Chomer. Let's take a look in the Mogan Avraham. I report the big one, but I'll show it to you on the screen. Shin Mem Gimel Mogan Avraham. Let's see. Start the Shulchan Aruch proper. Shimon Gimel, it's a very short sif, Simon. The whole thing, one sif. Kod nochon levelis ain't bezim mitzuva lafrisho. Good. Aval ovim mitzuva ligamo lafrisho. Misa doraisa. This is the teretz she saw in Torah Yishanim, right? And says more chama than a father and nobody else. Lachil b'yadayim also afil b'drom shasurim b'divrei sof. Chinos la'gila b'chil shabbos more afil b'drom shem b'shem b'shu. It's fine. This is Standard. The father of Chiyuv Lafrisha. That's what we saw in Tosfos Shana. V'yesh Amim, the cause that becomes to a Gil Lechinuch is the Rambam. Aval Gil Lechinuch, Tzrichon Lafrisha. The Tosfos and Shabbos. V'yesh Amim, Tloshayach Chinuch de Bezdin, Elo Li'av Bilvad. The Yabilvat Atka. We're not going any further than this. Okay. Fine. This is what it says. You with me so far? Different opinions are brought out in the Shulchan Aruch. One opinion says what? The Mechaber, Baran Bet Yosef. What does he say? He says, the veils you don't have to bother. The father should scold him. Bez doesn't have to bother. The Ramah says it's all low Egil Lechinuch, but Egil Lechinuch, even Bezin Srichel Nafrisha. And some say there's no Chinuch of Bezin at all, only the father. Bezin doesn't have to bother with the Velas or Mitzvahs either. Either, nothing. Nothing. Against the Macham. Different opinions. What does the Mogan Avraham say? The Mogan Avraham discusses this in here in Sifkot Aleph. Number one, he says, "Umil zed nafik me churba." No, Aleph. Excuse me. Avim mitzuva. Avil ima ina mitzuva. The mother now has no chiyuv chinuch. What do we see this until now? So before, and Tosfos Shama to be kivay to suge. V'cheni benozel af chavtes. There's a chiddush in the halacha of av madis beno benozel. It does not apply to a mother. Chumas adeshin hilni amaka hiachmir al atzma chumas maram. Ayin simen tafresh yudvav. We call tafresh tazayin. Good. So mother's not mechuyev. Umasha benozir de mechuyev lechanech bito ayin shom. Hey, there's no din of adam mother as bito nozir. The same way as the mother's excluded, so is the daughter excluded. Uvetos v'nozir hikshu. Wait, my shtabi yom akipurim mechuyev lechanech bito ayin shom. After the column, it says, Dabal Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Lechanchom. Quote to Yalkut and Parshas Emor, Parshas Shavua. Wow. Very Choshev and Magan Avro. Very Choshev and Magan Avro. He distinguishes between the mother, even the Maskana, he says, is no Chiyuv Chinuch, but the daughter of the Maskana, he says, there is a Chiyuv Chinuch. And often the Mishnah, often the Gemara Yuma the Pei about daughters, the Chiyuv the Mechanech daughters. The first never says about mothers anywhere in Shas. Hilni Amalka, but for some reason that doesn't seem to be carry the day. So we keep Vegas Kash to Tumas Adeshin's Kash. Probably except for this place in Shas, it's not found anywhere. Come to Machzis Hashekel, and look what he says. What does it say? Let's read together. Ish madis beno benozir. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Halacha l'moshe misina. Rish Lakish says, but Rabbanan, l'chanchem ha-mitzvahs. Diyek ha-shas, midikotoni madis beno, mashal ha-bito lo. Umidikotoni ish madis beno, mashal ha-imo lo. It's not the mother, not the daughter. Bish Rabbi Yochanan, high in the time, oh, look, no kashas. Kach nema lochel Moshe Misinai. Finished. No questions asked. Ela lirish lokish kasha maishna avu maishna aim. Chalcha mitzvah apply to both. U maishna ben u maishna bas. U mishani says the Gemara in the Nozir. Ein av chayav lechanach bito. Vechein aim ein chayav lechanach afilu aben. Hey bevor de ein aim mitzvah lechanach aben. I the shas is called the Rishlokish, Mitzarech Reach, we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, we call the Gom Kema that Dova Mukrach the Rishlokish, Vlo Matzina Shab Yochanan Cholak Ola Bezeh, make a taste of them, Namti Pluk the Kadosh Ben Yochanan Rikish, Mitzama Rabbi Yochanan Mode, Dena Eim Chayeves Chayeves Lachanech, Moiridik, so far so good. There's a Chumas Hadesh and Hildi Amalka Gevalt. I saw the Orach Mishor, in Nazir Chavtes. The Kash in the Magen Avraham. The Truma Sadeshin is Masik Shom Lahachmir. How can the Truma say, he's calling the Truma Sadeshin and saying, there's no Chiyuv. But he says, we saw it, we had the whole thing, there is a Chiyuv at the end of the day. What in heaven's name is going on over here? That's the Kasha of the Orach Mishar on the Magen Avraham. Chazir again. The Magen Avraham said, what did he say, Rabbi Osai? He said, "Avol ima in a mitzuvah, nozach of tes, ubetshuma sadesh yatzai dab hilni amalka." Okay, yichmir atzma. No, that's not his maskana. His maskana was that it's the dochak, and she's chayav migir adin. So he's quoting a source to the opposite of his conclusion. That's a machza shekels kasha against the. Excuse me, it's the orach mishos kasha. Against the Magen Avraham, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he brought a ride to the Truma Sadeshin from Erev Pei Beis. Kod Yosef Erev Imo says Toisvus Avraham Mevorach Avraham Levar Mitzvah Mikol Mekom Kevin Sheev Shelo Belohimo Bekorach Acharei Yosef Inami Bekota Nami Ika Mitzvah Lechancha BeMitzvus. And what's the case over there? Lesser Avua BeMasa. It's the case of the Ferish in Erev Pei Beis. Isn't that funny? Yuma Pei Beis, Erev Pei Beis. Easy to remember, okay? Shmamino, the gam ima mukhuyevis lechamcho. That's the maskana. He goes further than that. V'yein loma, says Aruch Mishor, av shein mukhuyevis lechamcho. Mikol makom biyu ika mitzvah. Din kein loma mino, v'yishmanetz b'no b'noze, avalo imo. Hayim itam anal, mashim erev v'naziris, alavari the gam ima mukhuyevis lechamcho. Suga the noze, kolor is shlokish. Who says no? We pass the gav yochanan. Vadin Imo, Aruch Mishra is right. Right. No, so what do you do with the Magen Avraham? Achad Iker writes to Mas Adeshin, Im Hasavas and Mechaber Anal Yesh Tefakbeik. Uva Zen Nidche writes to Mas Adeshin, Zeh Kavanas Magen Avraham. To the Chor, he mills in the Tmiya. A Magen Avraham, she yalim ayin miro, sov tomorrow. We didn't see the Jumas Adeshin at the end? No. No, he knew what the end was. He knew what the end was. He meant the beginning of the Truma Sadeshin. He meant the beginning of the Truma Sadeshin. That's what he says. That's what he said. Now, Miul and Yandina for Chasavtin with Orach Misha, Kamarais Chazaka, Shavit the Suga Lokoy, Elder Shlokish, Pazak of Yochan, there is a Chiv. Orach Misha I never saw in my life. Niflasi Bienai, Shiskimu Shneim, who? Tosef Shabbos and Orach Misha. That suga denoza azi dakle shlokish. Rav Yochan afile heim chayavas v'chanech hazbeno. Levatshu dochar lechash putu v'tukhanis kaliyel. Ach gam halo iyev shaloma ken klal. Because the right from Erevin, what does it say there? Kod natzorach liyimo yotzev Erevimo. What is suga tnai? Ein tzorach liyimo schayav suga. Vavina neeza kod jen tzorach liyimo. Tvei Rav Yane kol shenifter shlokish oma kol shenir. Vekama kwa abba v'chan chamesh. Meisve konzer lima yotzev erevimah ben sheish chufta the yavish lachish kasha disa levu b'mas less levu b'mas is quoting the gemara there in Erevin and Truma Sadeshin quotes the Tosis and on misva lo hevi kim teres echa shal Tosis with ties in the cot nami kim misva kadeh lechancha ech ev shalom gede we are save aruch misha we save a Tosis on Shevas Shabbos nulazir azal levish lachish and they answer the kasha Erevin no they agree quote the mishlachish no chiyuv. And the Gemara is going to be sluggish. Had the kush of the duchta. What a merit of kakash. They got caught up. The same person. We had Rav Huna and Rav Huna. Now we're sluggish and we're sluggish. What are the chances? They're stuck. Okay, Nira. This is what the Gemara means. That Truma Sadesh and Tchilas Tvarov said, Ha'eim ena chayev eslechanech espino. And he brought a ride from Tosus Shant and Yuma Pei Beis. Fine. Chak on the shows. Pimitz HaShrisho. Tira Tzri. The chinuch tanim lesser ele ba'av, or the machil low. You see, he really answered. Shema hoya lemav, or no mitzvah b'yalma. The Shulman session proves him there. The ain aim chayav is mechinuch, because the Gemara Rabosai is only a mitzvah b'yalma. From Torah lekot and b'shena b'sukkah and that's kikol lekach. That's what he says. What did he say at the end? The reason of dochak hilni amalka, not just a mitzvah b'yalma, and they didn't have a father. They called it Erevin. Fizet. And the Kayim Tirith 3 behind the Hilni Amalko, Afal Gav, Tiena, Aim Chayavis, Lachanech, has been no, Mikon Utsas, Mitzvah Yikob, Chaz Mitzvah the Alma. Therefore, Erev is not Shver. Afal Gav, Dein Marvin, El Divine Mitzvah, Mikomakom, Kayma, the Imbe, Gambe, Aimik, a Ksas Mitzvah, Imechan Chosan, Sul Havi, Bechal, Marvin, the Divine Mitzvah, see Shapir. Chumas Adeshin. He started by saying that Dochak, because Hilni sounds like it's a real din, it's Mekivegas Kasha. We were Kasha, okay? And then he goes on and on. Ad Kan Rabosai. At the end he backed out, because he did Torah 3 as a Dochak, and arrived from Erevin. But since we already knocked off the ride from Erevin, etc., etc., that's what comes out. Rabosai, we're out of time. I feel bad. We didn't quite finish, we more or less finished with this. Tomorrow, B'siyat HaDeshmaya, we will continue with the Sugya of Chinuch. Shia 10:45, regular day tomorrow? Regular day.